is Saturday's prediction is the coolest day of the month, and that has a dual meaning. It is the coolest day of the month. It's the Browngrass Festival.
Tell me a little bit about the history of the Browngrass Festival.
Well, back in 2009, of course, I'm playing Steel for 500 Miles to Memphis, and they're on a little hiatus while they're getting prepared to release their album. Mm-hmm. Mark Utley gives me a call from Magnolia Mountain, and he's finishing up his album and wants to, you know, some changes have been made, wants me to see if I could sit in on some instruments and help him wrap up his album and do some dates. And I said, yeah, I've got time to do that for a while. So we jumped up to St. Louis to do the Twang Fest. Mm-hmm. And the Twang Fest is a four-day event in St. Louis, and all the proceeds go to their public-assisted radio station. And so I'm driving back from the Twang Fest in St. Louis with my wife, Bobby Jean. And I said, how come nobody's doing that for NKU? Bobby said, well, maybe it's up to you to do it. So that was the spark that got us thinking about putting something together. Since I'm one of the older guys in the scene, a lot of people know me. I guess I've stood the test of time in some way, shape, or form.
You sure have.
So it was pretty easy for me to make, you know, two dozen phone calls and see what the interest was, and the interest was profound.
You do this to benefit WNKU. Why is it so important to you to support public radio?
At the time, they were announcing their 25th anniversary, and I'm thinking, well, they've probably been playing me for most of those 25 years.
You bet.
You know, since I'm just a jump over a dollar to get a dime kind of guy, I really can't, as a sole individual, you know, single individual, I really can't throw a whole lot of my money at NKU, but because of my influence, I may be able to round up some sort of a fundraiser. We started out at the Southgate House and kind of outgrew that first year, and last year we took it down to Rabbit Hash, and people were exclaiming that it was the best festival they've ever been to, and I'm not surprised. I mean, Rabbit Hash itself is just a blood pressure dropper, you know.
It's a very cool place. I understand that there are hotels and camping nearby, and you're running a shuttle to the event. What's the best way for people to get to and from?
Well, there is going to be limited parking. Rabbit Hash is only 3 acres. It's all made up of wooden buildings, so there isn't any parking down at the event, but there's parking nearby. And we have, appropriately enough, a tractor driver with a flatbed of bales of hay, so you get an automatic hay ride just for coming. And also, I'm giving away my latest release, Kentucky Dinosaur. I named it that because I wanted to say that before somebody else called me one, you know. And I'm giving that release away to the first 1,000 attendees.
Well, we certainly appreciate everything you do, not just for WNKU, but for the community. The Browngrass Festival starts tomorrow at noon. You can find out how to get details or look at the lineup on our website at wnku.org under local news. David Brown, thanks for everything you do.